With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The Montezuma County Public Health Department announced 34 new coronavirus infections Monday. The county continues to break its record of active cases, now at 444. Those make up 61% of all cases reported since March, part of an ongoing surge in the county and in neighboring areas. Meanwhile, Colorado state lawmakers started a special session Monday to consider more than $200 million of coronavirus relief spending. KSJD's Scott Franz has more from the Capitol.
More than a dozen bills have been introduced to send state funds to restaurants, movie theaters, and other businesses hurting because of virus restrictions. Lawmakers are hearing testimony from residents like Mary Alice Cohen, who says many child care centers will not survive the winter without the proposed stimulus money.
For 4,300 child care educators have lost their jobs during the pandemic.
Meanwhile, Republicans have introduced bills seeking to limit Governor Jared Polis's ability to issue executive orders addressing the virus outbreak. The measures are not expected to pass because Democrats still hold majorities in both chambers. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Montezuma Cortez School Board member Lance McDaniel says he will not be appealing a decision allowing a recall election against him to move forward. His supporters will instead focus on mobilizing against the election, which has not had its date set yet. The grounds for a recall are based, in part, on McDaniel's social media use, often supporting progressive causes. This is KSJD News.